Mata is with us of his podcast, Defense Diaries, a defense attorney. We are going to talk, and I want to get your opinion because I've asked literally everyone on the air over the last week or so the question about Koberger and the standing silent way of pleading not guilty. I want to hear it from you more than anybody, and I'm happy you're here to talk about it. What was that? What was the strategy in standing silent when asked guilty or not guilty? Bob?
Okay, what it doesn't mean is whatever Jennifer Coffendaffer told you. that's for certain. You know, like, it, and we just actually did an episode on our pod, The Docket, about what, you know, kind of, because there's basically three prevailing thoughts, right? It's Coffendaffer that, you know, it was him just giving the finger to the system. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. I'm doing these on my own turn, you know, that kind of thing, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. The other one is, you know, because look, the reality is that this guy's not a rocket scientist, so everybody needs to quit playing like he is, because mm-hmm. he's not. Like, the amount of mistakes he made, should he be the guy who actually did this, are monumental. It's way beyond just the sheath.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things. Like, this guy, so this concept that he was getting his PhD in criminal justice means nothing to me. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I know is that he didn't independently know that that was an option. Okay. Mm-hmm. Meaning that he could stand silent.
Okay.
That was told to him by his lawyer.
Sure.
I've never even heard of it, Tony.
Yeah.
It's that old timey.
Wow.
There's been some, like, other, it's people don't do it anymore. This is from like the late 1800s, 1900s. Mm-hmm. That's when this kind of was came about, you know, because the effect is the exact same. Just be clear about that.
Okay.
Like, they're under no circumstances the judge going to be able to say, okay, well, I'm pleading you guilty. That can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So Ann Taylor definitely said, because he probably said something to the effect, or like, when she's explaining what the arraignment is to him, like we all do with our clients.
Yeah.
He said, well, what are my options? We said, obviously, you could plead guilty. You can plead not guilty. And then he says, well, is there anything else? She's like, well, you know, you can stand silent. And then he would have been like, well, what's that mean? That basically means that you don't plead either way. And the judge on your behalf will plead you not guilty. So that could have been the conversation. But the more likely scenario is that Ann Taylor has had about a month to dig through the discovery dump that was massive.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been probably pretty diligent, along with whoever else is sitting second, third, fourth chair on that case with her, in getting through discovery. And I have a feeling that she went to her client and said, okay, look, I've gone through the discovery, or at least a good bit of it, and there's going to be more coming in as they're going to continue to investigate up until the day of trial, because that's what law enforcement does in cases like this.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I find that there is a strong probability that you can be convicted. And I believe that they're going to seek the death penalty. So taking that in mind, I want you, talking to the defendant, contemplate the possibility of taking a plea if it means that it'll save your life. And one of the strategies that I thought might work, as opposed to you sitting in open court, you know, because there's going to be a huge push for the death penalty.
Without
right?
a doubt. Yeah.
You know, all four of the families are going to want this guy to get like firing squad.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so, but I mean, ultimately it's the state's call,
sure.
You know, and if they go to them, you know, because if they have a very strong case, which, you know, the PCA like heavy leans guilty, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there that are like trying to come up with, you know, cops planning stuff and it's a conspiracy, but I'm not with that.
Sure.
You know, I mean, the DNA may turn out to be weak. That is true. We just don't know enough about the DNA at this point. All we know is it's single source. I don't know if it's a full profile.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a, you know, a partial profile. I don't know any of that.
Sure.
But what I do know is that they're going to continue to gather evidence, and that Ann Taylor would have gone to him with that conversation. She would have said something to the effect, because I would have said the same thing. Look, it's what I do when a case is looking bleak for my client.
Yeah.
I say, we have to consider, especially if it's a death penalty case, you know, now, mm-hmm. and now if Koberger's just absolutely insisting that he's innocent, you know, it's going to fall on deaf ears, but she's still going to have the conversation. She's going to say, look, you know, you need to contemplate this. You need to contemplate pleading out if we can get them to take death off the table. And I think that a way that we might be able to assist in that is by not having you stand in open court with the families of all four victims sitting right behind you and you professing that you're not guilty. Mm-hmm. So like, that's a conversation like that. That's frankly what I think went down. Because strategically, like I'm saying, that guy doesn't know that independently. It had to come from his lawyer.
Sure.
Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Totally. I mean, it makes me want, I mean, if that's the case, it would almost be a very similar way that the BTK case went down. He did the exact same thing. And
exactly.
Then,
and that like, he's one of the only cases, if you Google it, cause we all Googled it.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been practicing 20 plus years. Sure. So is Allison. And neither of us has ever heard of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We've done death penalty cases, you know, so it's not a common thing. It's rare.
Yeah.
So, you know, but he did read the book, allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe that was his strategy. But, you know, either way, he's having the conversation with Ann Taylor and she's gone through the discovery. And if she's pragmatic, and she's got a duty, frankly, to advise her client what she thinks, you know, the odds of you know, them coming back with a conviction on this thing are, even at this juncture. And, you know, she may have suggested this because there's no downside for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plus he gets the benefit of, like, the world catches fire. You know, like, the sure. whole world starts freaking out,
mm-hmm.
you know, which we know he loves.
Yeah.
You know, so for him, it's got two benefits, you know, potentially taking death off the table if he's even contemplating pleading, and, you know, he sets the world ablaze by, you know, doing something unusual.
Sure.
That has no legal effect on the case at all,
Yeah. But it's so unusual.
He could still plead guilty down the road. It doesn't affect his ability to file motions, and mm-hmm. all the rest of the trial, all the rest of the prep remains the exact same. And it had zero effect on anything.
Sure.
You know? So it's much to do about nothing. We're much ado about nothing. So, but that's kind of where I'm landing on it. I certainly don't think it was some kind of like flex by him. I just don't. I think people are just like, you know, it's that clickbait thing that I just want to involve.
So. You know, I'm obviously not an attorney by any means, but that's what you just described is exactly what I've been saying all week for my guess.
Smart guy, Tom. I mean, what can I say, man?
Maybe I should go to law school. Then I'll be an attorney by the time I'm really old.
Spare yourself.
I'm kidding.
I went running and screaming from that profession after 20 years, dude. I'm like, you know,
I hear you.
Happy doing what we're doing now. So.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
Thank you, Bob. Always appreciate your insight. We're going to talk more Koberger with Bob tomorrow. Around the same time, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any breaking updates, discussions on the cases that we're following for you, and more. You can even get an ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now. Highly encourage you to do that because you get access to not only this podcast, but all of our podcasts, and there's a lot of them. You can check it out and become part of the True Crime Today podcast family, if you will. Get access to all of those shows when you sign up for premium on Apple Podcasts. We do appreciate that. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.